Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
I mean, who would think I'm an a-hole? I'm such a nice guy. Oh, that's right, the Irish Star, that's who. They think I'm an a-hole because yesterday on America's Newsroom, Kennedy and I were joking about Gavin Newsom's hair and how his hair caused the California wildfires. And the Irish Star wrote an outrage article about that. That's the second time now I've been on that show with Kennedy, and we made a joke that turned into an international incident. Last week, it was like the UK Express or something that wrote a story about, I don't even remember what it was now, actually. I got to go back and check. But hey, 2 weeks in a row of causing international outrage by making jokes with Kennedy on America's Newsroom. Look at that. Pretty good. If so, I get it. You were not calling me an a-hole. I understand. I always knew that deep down inside. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live on December 19th for our next live show. And love to see you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget to make your holiday reservations at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right. A lot to get to in this hour. And I want to start with Jasmine Crockett, who's such an idiot. And I love that Lee Zeldin used the word freaking in his response to Jasmine Crockett because it's just glorious. The word freaking can never be used enough in my mind. So, Representative Jasmine Crockett is a moron. She really is. She also thinks you're in a cult, by the way. We'll talk about that, too. Let's start with cut number nine, shall we? So she uses this physician, Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, to falsely imply that Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, received donations from that Jeffrey Epstein. You know, the convicted sex offender guy who didn't kill himself in jail guy, that Jeffrey Epstein. So this is cut number nine. Take a listen.
Folks who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio. I just want to be clear. If this is the standard that we're going to make, just know we're going to expose it all. And just know that the FEC filings, they are available for everybody to review. This is absolutely ridiculous.
So it turns out that it was a doctor. It was a physician named Jeffrey Epstein. And Lee Zeldin tweeted about it and said, "Are you freaking kidding me?" And I'm glad he used the word freaking. So then she goes on CNN with Caitlin Collins to explain herself, even though she falsely said that Lee Zeldin took money from Jeffrey Epstein. This is by far, there's an old saying in life, when you get into a hole, stop digging. She got into a hole and started borrowing shovels from people and then had her idiot friends throw her more shovels and then a bucket and so she can dig even deeper. She might be in China by now. That's how far she's digging here in this hole that she's in. So here's cut number 10.
You talked about Republicans taking money from a Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what you said.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people?
I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled, and that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies.
That's literally
because it was not the same one. That's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a different Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein. So at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not. So I will.
You are 100% misleading people, you imbecile. That's literally what you were doing. And you literally did the opposite of everything you just said there. You absolutely misled people. But they Googled. But you said you didn't take the time to figure out who Jeffrey Epstein was, but you Googled. You didn't Google enough. If you'd Googled a little bit more, you would have found out it wasn't that Jeffrey Epstein. You idiot. She might be the dumbest. I mean, the dumbest member of Congress. Like, so dumb that makes Mazie Hirono seem like a genius. That's how dumb this woman is. And instead of just going, yeah, you know what, Caitlin, I messed that up. We jumped the gun on that one. She's like, oh, I didn't say it was that Jeffrey Epstein. I said it was Jeffrey Epstein. I didn't mislead anybody. I didn't say it was that Jeffrey Epstein. I just said it was a Jeffrey Epstein. And complete and utter moron. I don't know why. You know why they put her on TV? Because she's that dumb. I mean, she makes great television. You know, you falsely tie Republican officials to a convicted sex offender, pedophile, whatever you want to call him, a guy. And then you go, no, I didn't say it was Jeffrey Epstein. I said it was Jeffrey Epstein. I didn't mean to imply it was that Jeffrey Epstein. I meant to imply it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, there's a difference. But you're admitting that you didn't know it was a different Jeffrey Epstein. Right. Exactly. And that's the difference between me. I didn't go out there and mislead anybody. What? No, that's literally exactly what you did. You literally misled everybody and made them believe it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Because you Googled. You just didn't Google enough. You semi-Googled. You quarter-Googled. You didn't do a full Google. You did like a little Google. Not a whole Google. Because a whole Google, you might have found that it was a different, that maybe other people are named Jeffrey Epstein. It's possible. In a country of 350 million people, there might be more than one. It's true. I know. We're all shocked by that. I would just say this. If there's another person named Jasmine Crockett, I would change my name so that nobody thinks I'm related to that idiot. Or I am that idiot. That's what I would do. If I was walking around with the name Jasmine Crockett right now, I'd change my name. Jeffrey Epstein, not as much. But Jasmine Crockett, abso-freaking-lutely. No doubt about it. Not Jeffrey Epstein because he's dead, and so nobody would confuse me with the dead guy except Jasmine Crockett because she's an imbecile and an idiot. And you can see that there are other people named Jeffrey Epstein who are living. But she's living, and if I was named Jasmine Crockett, I would change my name or kill myself. This way there would be no confusion over who I was. But she's not done yet. No. She's not done yet. She said to Trump supporters that you're all in a cult. So you're a basket of deplorables, you're garbage, and you're also in a cult. Don't you love how nice they are? You wonder why they aren't winning hearts and minds, huh? I know, it's shocking. Cut 12.
I don't understand why they like him so much. Because he clearly don't like them. Because when 42 million people, and I know some of them had to be MAGA, when they needed to line up to get their EBT, and it wasn't nothing there, he didn't care. So, you know, I think that people need to get back to prioritizing themselves and their families and their future instead of being dragged to hell by this dude who obviously has them in a cult.
And the fake accent is getting really, really old. Like the whole fake accent thing, like she grew up in the hood, is just so exhausting. But hey, that's her persona. That and being the biggest dumbass in Congress. I mean, she's so stupid, she might make AOC look smart. It's entirely possible. Can we hear that apology again one more? Not apology. Can we hear her doubling down on saying that Lee Zeldin took money? Let me be very clear. She's not apologizing for anything. I don't want to misspeak here. Can we hear that one more time, though, please?
You talked about Republicans taking money from a Jeffrey Epstein. Here's what you said.
Who also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that you
donated? I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So my team, what they did is they Googled, and that is specifically why I said a Jeffrey Epstein. Unlike Republicans, I at least don't go out and just tell lies. Because it was not the same one, that's fine. But when Lee Zeldin had something to say, all he had to say was it was a different Jeffrey Epstein. He admitted that he did receive donations from a Jeffrey Epstein, so at least I wasn't trying to mislead people. Now, have I dug in to find out who this doctor is? I have not. So
I want to be back in my coma. If I'm not in a coma right now, I want to be back in my coma. So the fact that somebody this stupid could be an elected member in the House of Representatives in the United States of America is terrifying. It's terrifying. It honestly really is. I didn't mislead anybody. I just said that he was Jeffrey Epstein, and while giving a lecture on all the people who took money from Jeffrey Epstein. And we Googled them. We just didn't Google enough. She was campaigning with Michigan governor candidate. What's her name here? Garland Gilchrist, lieutenant governor of Michigan, who's now, I guess, running for governor of Michigan. Lip syncing to TikTok music with Representative Jasmine Crockett. Primarily visual. I don't want to see that. You know, this show today. This is the revenge of the mall, Santa, is what it is. That's what this entire show is about. It's they're finally getting their revenge on me. All right, cut number 11. Lip syncing to that song, and the title is POV, you're about to elect Michigan's first black governor. And she's dancing to that and lip syncing to it. This is why TikTok maybe should just be shut down. All right. As we continue along here, I wish I could say that we were done with idiotic Democrats, but I still have a whole lot more to give you. What'd you say about Crockett?
Oh, at the end of the clip, the conversation she has with Caitlin Collins, where she doesn't really offer an apology, she also says that she hasn't investigated this Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, basically alluding that Epstein could be a monster, too. Like, that's also awful.
He has the same name, so obviously he's probably a monster. Because everybody named Jeffrey Epstein acts like Jeffrey Epstein. Obviously.
She's the worst.
It's not what he did. It's the name that drove him. Don't you understand? It's like the end of Unbreakable.
Samuel Jackson's character
says, it wasn't my fault. It was the kids. They called me Dr. Glass or Mr. Glass. It's the same thing. It's the name that drives the action. Everyone named Jeffrey Epstein does this. Every one of them. Obviously, that is sarcasm. So if you are named Jeffrey Epstein, please don't sue me or Odyssey or our... Well, Odyssey's bankrupt. You can sue them all you want. They don't have any money. That's like the end of Rocky V when he's like, sue me. I ain't got nothing. No, you can sue them all. You go ahead. Go for it. But in terms of me, I you know, we got kids' college savings.
That's about it. You sue Odyssey. That's Soros money you're trying to get.
Ooh, go get that Soros money. Go get it. Go get it. Yeah, right now some guy's driving home. His name's Jeff Epstein. And he's like, what? Would you shut up, Zioli? I didn't do anything. Oh, Jasmine Crockett thinks you might have. She's going to fully Google you. What an idiot. What a freaking moron. I mean, unbelievable. And then we have this now. Why the vampiric one is retiring. Nancy Pelosi, after 750 years serving the people of San Francisco and making millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi is retiring because of this reason. Cut number four.
This is your first interview since you've announced that you'll be retiring at the end of your term. Why go now?
Why did I retire?
Yeah.
Well, I've been eager to sort of go into another phase of life for a while. I thought Hillary Clinton was going to win in 2016 and the Affordable Care Act would be intact and our country would be in great hands. She was so qualified, and then that didn't happen, so we had to stay to make the fight, and now we're making the fight again.
So she's retiring now because Hillary Clinton lost in 2016, so 10 years ago. Now she's finally getting around to retiring. How much money has she made since 2016, out of curiosity? Maybe it was that? I'm going on a limb here and say maybe the extra $120 million she made between then and now, maybe that was the reason. It's like, well, you know, and now that I made $350 million insider trading as a member of Congress, I figured probably time to hang it up. Yeah, probably good. Probably got needed a rainy day fund, Anderson. And now we got $350 million that I mean, my husband, Paul, made in stocks. And so, yeah, we could probably retire now. And in her defense, guys, you have to realize something. Immortality is very expensive. When you meet with a financial advisor and they calculate how long you're going to live and how much money you need, that is a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So you got to factor that in too. Like, you're immortal. You're probably going to need $300-400 million. You know what I'm saying? That's a long time. That's forever. That's a lot. I'm just pointing that out. But then again, her expenses are low. Blood costs nothing. It's free. The way she gets it, anyway. And what else does she need, really? I mean, she's got one pantsuit she wears all the time. So it didn't really need much in clothes. Anyway. All right. So she also said, now the vampiric one, where is it? She said that Trump is surrounded by worse people than before. So here's now cut number five.
No, I want to talk about my house, the House Democrats, and how we're going to win and what's there.
But just in terms of what you are racing against, I mean, and I know you haven't spoken to him in a long time.
Nah.
Do you think he's a different leader than he was back then, in the first term?
I think he is, but I think more dangerously, he's surrounded by much worse people than he was before. There was some check on him before, but I don't see that now. Mm-hmm. I think the people that he has appointed are probably the worst cabinet in history. But apart from that, their employees, it's not about what they think. It's about what he thinks, and that's it.
In most administrations.
Part of the problem here that we have, and this is a real problem, is that the Democrat Party still can't figure out what's happening with them. What is this now, Matt? Oh, wait. Oh, okay. So you guys got some numbers for me. What do you found, Justin?
Yeah. So in 2016, her net worth, you know, the exact figures are not known, but she was estimated to be worth around $61 million. And in the 10 years since then, her net worth is anywhere between approximately 260 to 280 million. So in that 10 years that Trump's been around, she's pretty much either quadrupled or quintupled her net worth.
Mm. Like I said, Justin, immortality is a long time to go. Got to plan for unplanned expenses.
She had to fight. She just had to fight. She had to resist Donald Trump. You see, the numbers don't lie. She had to resist.
The numbers don't lie. Oh, man. You know, yesterday I filled in for Jimmy Failla, and I sat down with my buddy Lydia Moynihan from the New York Post. She sat down with the guy who does that Nancy Pelosi stock tracker. You know the one?
Yeah.
And that guy is, he's built an entire, he's opening an office in New York City. He started as a joke, and now he's got like hundreds of clients and all these people that follow the Nancy Pelosi stock tracker thing. And she met with him, and she was asking him, what are you going to do now that she's retiring? Because she's not going to have access to all that insider information anymore. But I can't wait to hear the interview when she publishes it on her New York Next. Maybe we'll get Lydia on the show to talk about it.
It's crazy because I just looked it up.
Yeah.
If you were just to put in the S&P 500 in the last calendar year, you would have about 20% returns. If you were to follow Nancy Pelosi one-to-one, you would see returns of upwards of 70% on your investment. Doing a lot of fighting in Congress.
Sometimes on the show, we play certain financial people who come on and give their financial advice on things, you know, on the show, on the station, weekends, whatnot. Pelosi should start her own show and she give her own advice. You know what I mean? It could be like, you know, if you're getting ready for retirement, you definitely want to buy Boeing, especially because the Saudis are about to buy a whole bunch of their planes. Be like that. Like a 3-minute PSA we could run between the show.
we gotta pick another day instead of Thursdays because retirement media's got that one locked up. But go all in on Palantir. Trust me on this one.
I got a guy on the inside. Yeah. And buy the Grinch coins while you're at it.
Hey, that golden Grinch is gonna get us to retirement, right, DeSantis?
I wish Odyssey paid me in the Grinch coin, personally.
Well, be careful what you wish for, because I heard that is coming.
Oh, God. I shouldn't give him any ideas.
Oh, man. Anybody check on Ron?
He takes a tumble every hour.
Sometimes. Multiple times an hour.
He's always okay, though.
Oh, what a shame. God, help me. Help me. This is quite the show today. It'll be our last one. Which would be fine.
Going out on a high note.
As I was saying, this is good. So the Department of Transportation wants to bring civility and manners back to air travel. We're going to get to that. And this happened after a woman was confronted. The Real Housewives of Atlanta star Portia Williams was called out by a passenger on a plane for scrolling Instagram out loud with the volume up. So I got to take a break. But before I do that, let me just mention this as well. The Democrats are doubling down on the transgender thing. 130 of them are now urging the Supreme Court to back transgender athletes. They have learned nothing. They've learned nothing. And this would be great to talk to Paula and Raquel about tomorrow if we can get her on the show, get them on the show. I mean, because they've learned nothing. And here's Kayleigh McEnany of Fox News on Outnumbered talking about this very issue and how the Democrats have learned nothing, as 130 of them now urging the Supreme Court to back these transgender athletes, cut 22.
130 congressional Democrats are urging the Supreme Court to side with trans athletes in a high-stakes legal battle over men and women's sports. The case concerns two trans athletes, one from West Virginia and one from Idaho, who successfully challenged state laws banning biological males from girls' sports. Many high-profile Democrats have endorsed a brief sent to the Supreme Court on the matter. Adam Schiff, AOC, Nancy Pelosi, and Ilhan Omar are just a few notable names. Also, though, absent from the brief, their signature's not there, Senator Chuck Schumer, John Fetterman. Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono's team, however, is defending the Democrat proposal, releasing this statement. A categorical ban on transgender students participating in sports not only harms these students, but also subjects women and girls to harassment and discrimination. These bans are blatant discrimination, and the court should say so. To the rest of the country, most Americans widely oppose allowing trans athletes to compete in women's sports. This poll just from January shows nearly 80% of Americans, a majority of Democrats, believing that women's sports only belong to women. Now, listen to this. This was interesting. Even residents of deep blue California are against the idea. 65% of Californians, with 71% of public school parents, supporting President Trump's executive order banning biological males from women's sports.
Democrats have not learned. They've learned nothing, and they never will. They will never, ever learn. All right, listen, let me tell you about my friends at Tri-County Auto, because Buy an American is all the rage, baby. And Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram at Tri-County, outstanding. Brian Krieger and his general manager, Jack Donaldson, they are the best. Tri-County is family-owned, family-friendly. It is the perfect time to get inside a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram with the wrap-up-the-year sales event happening now. You can lease a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited for just $328 a month for 42 months. If you need something bigger, get a new 2025 Ram truck, 0% financing for 72 months, or a new 2026 Ram truck with 0% financing for 60 months. Stop into their showroom today or visit them online at tricounty.com to see more. And you heard President Trump a while ago talk about how you got to buy Toyota because they're making a massive investment in the United States of America and they're going to be building cars here. If you want to buy a Toyota, well, they've got great deals at Tri-County Toyota. You can lease the new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5. Lease that baby for $229 a month, 39 months. Or get rates as low as 2.99 or 3.99% financing. You can check out the new 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive for just $309 a month for 39 months. Or if you want to buy it, get 4.75% financing for 72 months. Either way, stop in and say hello. It's a great time of year to go in and meet them and thank them for everything they do for us, for our show. They are our official car sponsor for the show and their great work with veterans groups like the Travis Manning Foundation. They donated a beautiful Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manning Foundation. Beautiful Jeep. So nice of them to do that. And that's how I met them. That's how I met Brian and Cheryl Krieger through the Travis Manning Foundation, because they stepped up with their incredible generosity every single year. And then we went out to dinner with them, got to know them. And they said, well, we'd love to advertise on the show. And I said, I'd be honored. And that's how it began. And that's why I'd love for you to go see them. Easy to get to where they are on their location off 422. I mean, Limerick, Exton, King of Prussia, Jersey, Mainline, Collegeville. You want to go to Soul Joel's and see Kennedy? You could pop by Tri-County on the way up. No matter what, just check them out online, tricounty.com, and thank them for their incredible support, tricounty.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is a better version than that version. But still, that song is ruined for me. Glenn Berger on X saying, Rich, Guam Johnson is still in Congress, isn't he? Don't go throwing the title dumbest without careful consideration. You are forgiven for literally using the word literally correctly. Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that. Thank you for weighing in. Thank you for the great comments on our YouTube chat as well. The emails, all of it. Always appreciate it. Even when I don't respond, I'm always watching. We also posted the clips from yesterday from Vox on Instagram and YouTube, Facebook, Rich Zeoli Show. Same with TikTok, too. So if you'd give that a follow and a like, I'd appreciate that very, very much, especially the YouTube. It's my own YouTube channel. We don't promote that, but we should. Anyway, I got other things to get to. I got to get into a bunch. So I got into the aliens and the comet. I got to get into all that because that's a thing. And I want to talk about that with you. And this new movie that's coming out now about unexplained aerial phenomenon, how our government always knew that it, and Rubio's in it, how our government always knew that it was human or alien life. And they've been lying to us. Shocking. I know. Definitely shocking about that. But I want to share this with you. So the Department of Transportation, Sean Duffy, asking Americans to be more polite when they fly on airplanes. I think it's good. We should be more polite. Because sometimes when you're on an airplane, you get cranky, call a reporter piggy. You know, it brings out the worst in us. What can I tell you? So here's Secretary Duffy, cut 18.
Air travel is a miracle of American ingenuity. We build airports to launch a golden age of travel across the skies. We respected the dignity of air travel and the men and women who made the dream possible. Flying was a bastion of civility. But today, but manners don't stop at the gate.
That's right. Manners don't stop at the gate. Things aren't what they used to be. Some would call it the golden age of travel. Let's bring civility and manners back. Ask yourself, are you helping a pregnant woman put her bag in the overhead bin? Are you dressing with respect? Are you keeping control of your children? Are you saying thank you to your flight attendants and your pilots? Are you saying please and thank you in general? The golden age of travel begins with you.
Now, this Real Housewives star was on an airplane, and her name is Portia Williams. She was called out by a passenger for scrolling Instagram out loud. Cut 23.
She the Instagram was on, and she told me, am I going to have to listen to that? And I said, well, do you want to? And she said, no. I said, okay. And then I said, well, you know, it was a nicer way you could have said that, you know. And then she says, what the bitch? She said, you don't talk to me. And I was like, are you okay? From that point on, she said, who the do you think you are? And so I said, oh, no. I said, y'all need to get her out of here. Please get her away from me. And so then when she tried to take her phone record, and she drops her phone on the floor. And she's like, you hit me. Oh, my God. You hit me. You just hit me in my face. Oh, my God. I'm pressing charges. I want you to be in jail. And I'm like, what's happening? So the stewardess
also, her phone dropped on the floor. You didn't slap the phone from her hand.
No.
Okay.
So then the steward comes over, and then the steward says to her, says, to me because I say, you know, get your ugly ass out of here because then I'm upset. Then the stewardess says to me, you know, you're an adult. You're an adult. You can't be cursing like that. No, where? And I said, why are you chastising me? Like, this woman is the one going crazy. So then they end up making her move to the next chair with the guy. But she was irate, so they were trying to hold her because she didn't want to move. It's like she wanted to move but didn't want to move. So as you can see, they had to pull
She was at the window or she was at the end?
So she was in the row.
She was in the aisle. And where were you? You were in the middle?
I'm at the door in first class. It's only two seats.
Only two seats. Oh, you are the window.
Yes.
And
yes.
She's at the aisle.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me there was nothing physical.
No.
It was just verbal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hence the need for the PSA. But let me just say, people that listen to things without headphones are rude. I'm sorry, but they are. That's why God made headphones. That's why you should wear them. And if you don't have them, then don't listen to things out loud. I don't do that. I refuse to do that. I was on a train yesterday and I didn't do it. Somebody next to me was listening to something and I just thought, like, come on. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's basic civility right there. That said, how it erupts into a near violent attack on an airplane is also the need for the PSA. That said, also put on your freaking headphones, please, when you're listening to things. That's the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneri of Veneria Dental. Why go to the closest dentist when you can go to the best? That's Dr. Mike. It's not about cost. It's about care and compassion and a commitment to dental excellence. VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VeneriaDental.com. And the other point, too, that I wanted to mention is that Elon Musk is predicting we won't have to work thanks to basically artificial intelligence and these humanoid robots. So we're going to talk about that as well as we go on with the show. But there's a downside to this, too, which is that we could be facing now this brave new world of AI affecting wars and our military. And the First Lady, Melania Trump, told troops to brace for this brave new world. Now, critics have called this dystopian, but I think she's right. I mean, this is what the future is. It's the future of warfare. And it is going to be driven by AI, and it is going to be very, very scary. No doubt about that. So here's the First Lady, cut number 7.
Vital asset for America's security. Technology is at the core of New River and will guide its evolution. Artificial intelligence is propelling America's military into a new era. We are moving from human operators to human overseers fast. The shift from soldiers to machines is already underway. Autonomous helicopters, swarming drones, and recon aircraft are here now. Fighterless jets and autonomous bombers are on the way. To win the AI war, we must train our next generation, for it's America's students who will lead the Marine Corps in the future.
She's right.
The June High School.
She's right. We have to be on guard for these things, no doubt about that, especially from China. So to Glenn's tweet about the dumbest member of Congress, I forgot another moron, and that's Al Green, the lesser Al Green. And we've got a new clip of him outside the United States Capitol building, which I'm going to share with you upon my return. But first, when it comes to your home, I want you to think about America, American-made products, American-made roofing products. The Owens Corning shingles made in Kearney, New Jersey. Pella doors and windows made by the Amish in Ohio. CertainTeed siding made right outside of Philly. Anderson windows made in America. And Emmons uses all of those products on your home. And they are platinum certified by Owens Corning. So you're going to get American craftsmanship, American workmanship from a great local family-owned company that I've used in my home, two different homes, over the course of 12 years. They are outstanding. The work they do is the best and backed up by a lifetime warranty on that roof. Not just on the materials, but on the workmanship as well. And Owens takes this stuff very seriously, where they will do spot checks on their platinum contractors to make sure they're upholding that standard. And Emmons passes the test every time. So So what I would love for you to do is I'd love for you to reach out to them today by going to EmmonsRoofing.com. Find out how they can upgrade your home, protection, peace of mind. They're paramount. Winter's coming, and you got to think about that roof. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And yes, they do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, and they will be remodeling our kids' bathroom. And I know they'll do a great job because they remodeled the bathroom in our old home. That's what you get from Emmons. Finest American-made materials, the finest local craftsmanship, all backed by the Owens Corning Platinum Certification. Trust the team that I trust at Emmons, and make sure you tell them I sent you. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
None of them involve anyone falling off a ladder or any coins to be sold. All right, so Al Green, the lesser Al Green, that dumbass, he may be the dumbest member of Congress. It's maybe a tie, hard to say. Al Green outside the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Remember, he was the crazy old man with cane who was demanding that the president be impeached for dastardly deeds done dirt cheap. Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
That the movement to impeach the president has begun. I rise to announce that I will bring articles of impeachment against the president for dastardly deeds proposed and dastardly deeds done.
Dirt cheap. Gotta add that. He's still crazy and he still has the cane. There you go. Here he is outside the U.S. Capitol just a short time ago. Take a listen.
I think that the Texas court made a proper decision. I believe that the Supreme Court should follow the rules, the ruling of the Texas court. But I also know this, the Supreme Court may not. And if it does not, we still have to proceed. We cannot allow anything to get in the way of impeachment, conviction, and removal. That's what this is about. Impeachment, conviction, and removal.
That's what he's still after. That's what it is for these Democrats. That's what it's all after. Oh, by the way, his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, gave his final speech in Atlantic City to the New Jersey League of Municipalities. It's an annual convention that happens in AC every year. It's a whole bunch of elected officials, municipal officials, people that want work, and they all go and descend on AC. I've been there a bunch of times. Did not go this year, but I've been in the past. And he's not done yet, New Jersey. He's not done yet. He is still ramping up his ideas on how he can make California or New Jersey the California of the East Coast. Not done yet. We'll get into a little bit more of that with you. And Stacey Garrity is going to be on the show tomorrow. Of course, she's running for governor of Pennsylvania against Josh Shapiro. I think Stacey is going really smart to harp on this issue about the illegal driver license that was given, the CDL license to that terrorist from Uzbekistan. And how it was that could occur by PennDOT. So we'll talk about that with Treasurer Garrity tomorrow. And also the fact that You know, Josh Shapiro, whose name came up earlier in the show when we were chatting with Michael Knowles, Shapiro is all about Josh Shapiro, and he's doing a great job promoting himself everywhere as he gears up to run for president of the United States of America. What's my out time, by the way? Oh, okay, I got a minute or two. Elon Musk says AI is going to eliminate poverty and make everyone wealthy. He attended the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum. Oh, he and Trump have made up, by the way. He's back on Team Trump now. I guess he's back on his meds, so that's good. Anyway, he talked about what AI could mean at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum on a panel, robotics and AI on the workplace. And it's not doom and gloom, actually, not from his perspective anyway. Cut 21.
But AI and humanoid robots will actually eliminate poverty. And Tesla won't be the only one that makes them. I think Tesla will pioneer this, but there will be many other companies that make humanoid robots. But there is only basically one way to make everyone wealthy, and that is AI.
He even goes on to say work will be optional in the coming decades because of AI, because of artificial intelligence. Work will be optional. Well, if it's up to Democrats, work would be optional, that's for sure. If it's up for Democrats, work wouldn't be a thing. You would just get guaranteed basic income and other people would have to work to support that. But I don't know how work would become optional. I mean, great. It just doesn't seem like it's the kind of thing that actually makes any sense. Unless you already have money, but or a lot of Grinch coins. Cut number 20.
If you say, like, in the long term, where will things end up? Long term, I don't know what long term is. Maybe it's 10, 20 years, something like that. For me, that's long term. My prediction is that work will be optional.
Optional.
So
yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like playing sports or a video game or something like that. If you want to work, you know, in the same way, like you can go to the store and just buy some vegetables, or you could grow vegetables in your backyard. It's much harder to grow vegetables in your backyard, but some people still do it because they like growing vegetables. That will be what work is like, optional. Now, between now and then, there's actually a lot of work to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And I always recommend people read Ian Banks' culture books to get a sense for what a probable positive AI future is like. And interestingly, in those books, money is no longer, doesn't exist. It's kind of interesting. And my guess is, if you go out long enough, assuming there's a continued improvement in AI and robotics, which seems likely, the money will stop being relevant at some point in the future. There will still be.
No, I mean, he sounds like a total lefty when he says this stuff, which he was at one point, a big Democrat. I don't know how any of that's possible, but you got an answer for that, DeSantis?
As to whether or not artificial intelligence will just make labor obsolete, manual labor. But yeah, well, I think he means
it's optional. You could choose, like growing vegetables.
Well, obsolete in terms of like a necessity for survival. I think manual labor, yeah, that could go away. But the idea of like never working, I don't know if I support that. I think it'll be different pursuits, but I'm sure you'll still have to work. Because I don't buy the notion that money will just cease to exist.
Yeah, be unnecessary.
Have some sort of bartering system, yeah.
Yeah. Well, trade Grinch coins.
Stocking up, so.
Listen, when it comes, we got another fourth and final. We got a whole hour to go, but when it comes to complex dental surgery like implants, crowns, etc., don't trust any old pop-up dental chain. You want to go to the best, and for over 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike Veneria has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. Dr. Mike treats other doctors. The experts call Dr. Mike the expert. You want a dentist who actually cares about your health. And with Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. His compassion and commitment to your health is top priority. That is why the entire Zioli family goes to see Dr. Mike. When it comes to your health, including your dental health, don't cut corners. You want the best and you want only the best. Make your appointment. Get your free dental implant consultation today. If you already had an estimate for one, get a second opinion. It's worth doing. And remember, we're coming to the end of the year. So check your remaining benefits for the year. You could have benefits ready to expire. that you can use towards your dental procedure. Give them a buzz at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com. My buddy, my dentist, and the undisputed master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.